This is WMFO in Medford. My name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. That second set of Serious Guitar Time, first was Dick Dale and Stevie Ray Vaughan doing Pipeline. And as I said, Dick Dale's going to be at the Middle Eastern Cambridge on Friday night. Then you heard Joe Bonamassa doing Jeff Beck's Spanish Boots from his new album British Blues Explosion Live, on which he pays homage to British blues rock guitarists that inspired him. It was recorded at the Greenwich Music Time at the old Royal Naval College on July 7th, 2016. Then you had Philip Sace with Out of My Mind from his 2016 live album, Scorched Earth Volume 1. That was Rock Under the Radar's top album for that year. Sace is an amazing guitarist, and the live thing was like, wow, I wish he'd play in this area sometime. He's a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, was born in Wales, grew up in Canada, and later moved to L.A., and particularly into blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge, appeared on some of their albums, and has several of his own out. Now, I'm going to try something experimental right now. I just got a call with a request, and I am not sure if this is going to work or not. I need to download this song, and I don't know if it's going to play over the show or not. I hope it does. And if it does, I will wait to announce it after the song, just in case it doesn't work. Okay, so here we go. All right, I guess it's not going to work that way, so I'm not going to finish this. So anyway, let me get back to this playlist here, and I'll see what I can do afterwards, okay? Now we have Bad Marriage, a local favorite, great on record and live. Have a knack for songwriting, lots of great songs. I've been playing them on the show for a long time, and happy to see them getting more recognition lately as they've been getting gigs opening for well-known hard rock bands like LA Guns and Dokken, and actually in a couple of reviews I've seen them compared to early Guns N' Roses. Classic Rock magazine wrote about them, saying they were quintessential classic rockers, all soaring guitars, thunderous drums, and oozing charisma. They've also been getting lots of gigs, as I said, they've been getting lots of gigs opening for these bands, and it's great. And what I have from now is a single. It was also on the Knock Through Three More Times EP, but it's a single called Old School Stereo. I love this song. So here is Bad Marriage. My apologies again for some little technical glitches here. I'll have that for you in a minute. It's been glitching a lot today, you know? Happens sometimes, I suppose, right? Yeah, it does. Here we go. Bad Marriage with Old School Stereo.
Hey, Johnny.
What?
Come here.
What? Don't touch me.
This jukebox right here?
This one?
Has Old School Stereo on it.
Nice.
Go get Delaney and Ian. I want to play this.
We'll be right back.
What if I was a righteous queen? What if you were knighted? What if I was gasoline? What if you could light it?
What if I was a righteous queen? What if you were knighted? What if I was gasoline? What if you could light it? What if I wasn't 10 feet tall? What if you could reach me? What if I could do it all? What if you could please me? And waging wars. What if you weren't fighting? What if I was a field of green? What if you were building? What if I was a quick machine? What if you could thrill me? Oh, but that's how it goes, and no one knows. But it's just the way things have to be. I'll say it's you, you'll say it's me, 'cause three's a crowd and two is.
That one was a request. I'm glad I finally got it on, figured out how to do that. Not the most technically savvy person, but I figured it out. Yay. It was a request from Rob Marini, if I got his name right. This band is called Grey, spelled G-R-E-Y-E. And this song was What If I, his new song from them, coming from a new album. I believe it's called Under the Weather, if I wrote that down right. The band's from Daytona, and this is their fifth album. What If I from Gray for Rob Marini. So there you go, Rob. I finally managed to figure out how to get your song on. Okay, and what the set you heard before that? First, you heard Leo Gunn, the three-piece hard rockin' band from London, and they have been playing them on the show for years. I saw them live a couple of times a number of years ago. They're just a great live band. I wish they'd play here again sometime. And that was from the 2017 EP Human. The song was Everything. Before that, you heard Irish blues hard rock band Samarkin with Through That Door from their self-titled debut album that came out last year. The band has a multinational membership with members from Ireland, Poland, and South Africa. And before that was Salty Dog with Open Says Me from their new album Lost Treasure. This band had a great album out around 1990 or so, but that was their only album, and then they put this new one out like last year, and I was so psyched to see this. Really good band. And of course, the set started with Bad Marriage with Old School Stereo. Love that band. I'm not sure what gigs they have coming up. I think they've got one on Labor Day weekend. I'm forgetting. I'm sorry. If I come up with it afterwards, I'll let you know. Let's see what I got next. All righty. Let me see. Why don't I do a PSA right now? Because I got to do the PSAs, right? Yes, I do. We have to do these PSAs. Let's see. Does anything look interesting? I was like, okay, I don't even know what some of them. I've never heard them before, but, you know, we'll see what looks good here. PSA. Here we go.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Thank you. Sound.
Let's see what we just heard. Check it out. We don't always remember them all, right? So let's see now. Look at the list, all right? All right. First, yeah, you heard Led Zeppelin with I Can't Quit Your Baby from the BBC Sessions, Disc 1. That's a great double album. It's like all these great, great songs. Then after that, you heard the Bad Flowers, the UK band. That was Thunderchild from their album Starting Gun, which came out this year. Really good hard rocket songs in that. I love that band. Then you heard Radio Moscow with I Just Don't Know from their 2009 album Brain Cycles. They've had a couple albums out since then. Yeah, they've had 5 studio albums out total, actually. Radio Moscow is a blues rock power trio from Iowa, performed in 2004 and has been putting out albums since 2007. With their self-titled debut being produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. The series guitarist and singer and songwriter in this band is Parker Griggs. We went to see them talked to him at the show. And seemed like a real nice kid. Real talented, too. Then the Duskoda with When the Tide Comes In from their self-titled debut album that came out last year. And this London-based four-piece band formed in 2015. And the set